of the Living Ascension here in Coal Creek Hall. Yes, for Shoud number 2 of the Freedom Series. Yeah, huh? Yeah. Freedom! Woo! And was this a month or what? Woo! Or what? This is actually, I think he's going to go down in the record books for eons to come. Truly. I mean, just the energy that was flowing and really flowing. Yeah, Hurricane Sandy, that really was more than just a hurricane, ended up also being what they call a nor'easter, and tied up and actually ended up affecting 50 to 60 million Americans. And right now, I think there's still something like 8 million Americans that don't have power, so to speak. Yeah, and of course, a lot of... yeah. But, also, there's always a reciprocal to everything. And what an amount of energy movement and clearing that went on. I mean, monumental, a lot of stuck energy. And huge. And there's some interesting synchronicities. And one of them is that the Statue of Liberty had been closed for modernization and repairs, and it was due to open October 28th, which was a Sunday, as the hurricane is coming in. That is kind of synchronistic because also the French, gave us the Statue of Liberty, and they gave it to us in 1886, October 28th, exactly. Yeah. And, it's just like a big cosmic wink. And actually... with some cosmic tears, so we had this huge weather front that moved through, and then in West Virginia they had like over 2 feet of snow, a monster snow. In British Columbia, they had like a 7.7 earthquake, and then in Asia, they had big weather fronts there. So it was like weather all over the world was moving and changing. But of course, we didn't feel any of that, right? No. Not us, no. And actually, I think we feel it even 10 times more than most. And that's what we signed up for, is to really feel this. And if you're joining us for the first time, whew, buckle up. Buckle up. But you're really part of a global, multidimensional family. That's all over the world. And actually, a special family that really, from a heart and soul level, decided to be here now, to come back and to be, really the ones who are facilitating this monumental change in consciousness. And not just a change here on Earth, but throughout all of creation. And let's take a deep breath with that. And today we have a special music video, and it's quite lovely. And it was shot here in Colorado at Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is really pretty close to here. And in my opinion, it's probably one of the most lovely natural amphitheaters in the world. And if you're visiting Colorado, you should, when you come to Coal Creek, definitely take time and also go there. It's really very close. And it's really very, very lovely. And we'll start the video in just a minute, but it really is our time to, make that conscious decision to breathe. Yeah. And not just during the video, but really, to make that decision, if we so choose, all during our time together, but then it can also be our new way of life. Taking that conscious, deep breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. I choose to be a walking, ascended master on earth. I choose to live my divinity. And as we breathe, to feel that breath. So let's just feel the breath. That gift that only we can give to ourselves. That conscious breath. In this now moment, and in this now moment, if we choose, we can create a safe space to allow ourselves to even feel more and to expand our energies and our consciousness. And we can expand it inwardly and outwardly in all dimensions at the same time. And with the music we're going to hear, if you let me suggest that it's quite lovely, and maybe just think of it as the possibility of your soul singing to you. So this is it's about 5 minutes long by Mumford & Sons, and we'll be back. So just enjoy the experience of your soul singing to you and to feel that love. And this is entitled, I Will Wait. Is that sweet or what? Yeah. Woo! Lovely. Ah. And Red Rocks, is that a cool venue or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chambre all over the world, when you come to visit us here in Cold Creek Canyon for one of our shouts, Red Rocks Amphitheater just down the road. So you can do a twofer. Yes. A twofer. And never be the same. So here we are, November, huh? Already? Of 2012. Who would have thunk it? Yeah. And of course, Adamus told us things would intensify in the fall. That could have been an understatement. Yeah. Although he is a master of understatement. He'll tell us, but he doesn't beat on us, that's for sure. We get to beat on ourselves. So, and then, you know, in addition, of course, we have, you know, all these weather things going on. And then in America, you know, we have the drama of a political election. And totally, you know, inundated every day with stuff in the mail and phone calls and TV advertising and radio advertising and people knocking on your door, you know, who are you going to vote for, yada, yada, yada. A lot of drama and more change. So, you know, this really is the season of change. And the beautiful thing is, you know, it's happening without us having to get out there and hold a placard or beat on a drum or, you know, we're doing it, you know, one breath at a time, truly. So let's take another breath with that. Oh, yeah. And then, interesting, you know, the synchronicities are just absolutely, they keep me up at night. It's either that or Adamus, I don't know, maybe both. But, you know, right after our last shout that we had, you know, that we packed up here, and then, you know, Jeff and Linda, you know, basically, you know, dropped their stuff off and picked up their suitcase at home, and then they took off. And they went to Japan and did a lovely workshop there, and then went to Korea and did a Dreamwalker Death workshop, and then following that, taught 26 students Dreamwalker Death. I think that's by far the largest single teacher training class ever. I mean, huge. Yeah, close. monumental. And then part of the neat synchronicity is that Adamus had a Halloween experience this past Wednesday, and how many here had a chance to participate in that? Okay. If you haven't, you know, it's in the archive, and go back, and truly, it's a great gift you'll be giving yourself. And watching online, it was interesting because you could see the numbers continuing to go up. And we had over 1,000 who were on the Awakening Zone, then also a big number on Blog Talk Radio. And part of that is, you know, we were doing work here on the 3D, but also there was work being done in the other dimensions in this dream walk that Adamus did with us on Wednesday. And my sense is, you know, the ramifications, the benefits, and the effects and the feelings of that will just continue to unfold going forward. So it truly is a monumental time, a monumental time. And we're still up sitting in our chairs. Yeah, one breath at a time. So let's welcome Jeff and Linda back. Yes.
Thank you, David. Thanks. Thank you, David. Thanks for being here. And it feels so good to be back. It was a pretty long trip, 3 weeks in Asia, and we loved every minute of it, really enjoyed it. But I walked in here this morning, the crew was already setting up, and they had this front thing set up. I was like, oh, I am really home. It felt so good, so good. Did you like the video?
Yeah.
That was good. That, like David said, that was filmed right here in Colorado. And I love it because actually when I watched it, it reminded me of a Chambra event. Like a Dreamwalker Life that night. Everybody's dancing. The music is cranking away. And I really love this because if you imagine that it's you singing to yourself or your soul singing to you or jamming with you, I mean, it was good. So glad you enjoyed it. You're looking lovely, dear.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Good to be here. It's good to be back, but really the trip was outstanding. It was a really good trip. And if you consider that all the workshops were done with translation, it was an amazing, wonderful adventure.
We decided to get dressed up today, first of all, because we could. There was no, 3 feet of snow on the ground. Secondly,
Adamus whines when we do. Yeah.
He makes fun of me. And third, I get a feeling there's some new people listening in today, and I thought, we would dress up a little bit so we didn't look like just a bunch of street bum channelers.
And I think we have a lot of first-time people that may have been listening, but first time to the up here in Coal Creek Canyon. I see lots of kind of new faces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not new, but new.
Yeah, well, they're first-timers. So, and who do we have from out of Colorado?
Well, from the furthest away, we have Wendy Steele from Ireland.
Wow, Wendy.
Wendy. Yeah,
good to see you. Go ahead and stand
nice to
up.
See you. Stand
and,
yeah, up. Yeah. So we can.
Good to see you, Wendy.
Glad you could be with us. Woo!
Good to see you. It's been a while. Yeah. Good to see you. What brings you to Colorado other than family?
Couldn't keep away.
Yeah. Fantastic to see you. Do you want to say something in Irish for the folks back home? Boy, it's a different language.
I'll give you the Northern Irish.
Okay, good.
Okay, Sláinte, how's about you all? Hope you're all grand. We're having a fair bit of crack here this evening. And the big, waiting to hear from the big man himself.
There you go.
Thank you. Good to see you as always.
Thank you. Good to see you. You look great. Look great. I'll take that. Thanks.
From El Segundo, California, we have Iola Seligson.
Yula.
Oh, sorry.
Yula, good to see you.
Nice to be here.
Great that you're here. Yeah, good.
In
live in person? Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Good
Thank
to see you.
And from St. Charles, Illinois, we have Christy Gott. Yay.
Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi,
how are you?
Good
to see you again. Glad you're here. Is that it?
That's only ones that have actually officially stated it.
How many are here for the first time to a Crimson Circle gathering?
A lot.
And we're not going to...
Welcome.
We're not going to come around with a basket or anything.
Thanks for joining us.
I didn't see real well before. How many listened in on Halloween Day? They're live.
Oh,
wow. Wasn't that an experience? Well, we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but oh my gosh, I haven't been the same since. And for good reason.
Okay,
what next? We got a lot to cover today, so
yes,
we're going to...
Yes, we do.
Whoa.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
One more
Whoa.
Time.
You have no idea. What?
I'm working away on that yesterday. How do I make it spin?
Keys
I'm working.
Are banging.
And there's cussing going on. And finally, Linda, get over here. I've got to show you something. She's like, yeah, that's nice. Okay.
Flipping freedom.
She liked
Flipping
it.
Freedom.
Which you probably remember, this is now the Freedom Series. And that's the logo that Adamus designed. The outer circle, of course, is our circle. The spade is ascension. The fleur-de-lis is integration, because the fleur-de-lis, according to Adamus, who has some interesting takes on things, the fleur-de-lis is the integration, masculine, feminine, light, dark. So you can see, out. That was my knee. Integration, masculine, feminine, light, dark. So he designed that, which you also see this lovely thing on the podium. And we got a few other treats coming for next month. So, you remember what he said other than freedom? I remember he had you up here like Did you practice yelling freedom in the meantime? Freedom! You didn't practice? No. Love the outfit today. Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a look at what Adama said last month. The video was put together by Vicky. Where are you, Vicky? Yay. Hi, Vicky. Yay. Vicky, good job, Vicky.
Woo. Thank you, Vicky.
Okay.
Can we throw the camera on Vicky? I don't think she ever gets on camera.
Yeah, the camera is RoboCop.
Vicky does some great work.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Okay, so sit back and relax, and we'll play the video. Welcome to the Freedom Series, because everything right now that's happening in your life is about freedom. So let's take a deep breath, my dear Chambra. And as you do, let's open the heart. How do you do that? You simply choose and allow. That heart wants to open up. Let's open up the heart today. Stop thinking so much. And as we're talking about it, let's open up the mind also. Yeah. You know, it's really not the mind that's the problem. You're the problem.
Usually, yes, always.
Definitely. Well, you're the problem, and I say that very lovingly. You've got this thing called the mind. You're stuck in the mind. You're caught in the mind. But who put you there? Not me. Yes, you did. It was a comfortable place. It was a closed down place. It was a limited place to allow you to have some interesting experiences on this planet, but now we're moving beyond that. So you can open up the mind also. Oh, that's even harder than opening up the heart. Harder. More difficult. Why? Because in a closed down mind, you can really control, limit your experiences. You can keep them in what's a comfortable distance to you. You can overly define your experiences and your interpretations of them. But when you open your mind, amazing things happen. Yes, amazing things happen. And there'll be a period of time where you feel you're going out of your mind, but you're not. You're just getting back you. So this indeed is the Freedom Series. Watch carefully, observe carefully yourself, everything around you for the next 3 months in particular, because this issue of freedom is facing everyone. Everyone. I mean everyone. It is a cosmic issue, you see. It's not just this thing here on Earth. It's not just you. This is a cosmic issue. This is not just the end of an era for this planet or your solar system. It is the end of an era for all of creation. All around the cosmos, there is this awakening, you could say. There is this desire for freedom, and there's also an intense fear of freedom, an intense anxiety. Oh, and it's not just here on this planet. They're debating or arguing. They call it different subjects, but it's essentially about freedom. It's happening all over creation right now. When Spirit, the Eternal One, gifted you with your potential sovereignty, your unique I am-ness. Said, go forth. Discover yourself. Discover the I am. You did. All of you did. Any souled being did. But they came to a point that still exists, a point that's still in its form of stuck energy. because of stuck consciousness. Consciousness of all the angelic beings played and had fun and created cosmic angelic experiences. But at a certain point, this consciousness, your consciousness, the consciousness of your angelic families, of the order of the ark and everything else, suddenly stopped and said, the next step is freedom. Freedom from what? Well, essentially, freedom from spirit. Freedom from home. Freedom from God. Freedom from the Eternal One. You see, as children of God, we all come to the point of even releasing that. Ah, pushing some buttons. Some of you saying, but, how can I possibly have freedom from spirit? Am I not spirit? What happens when I accept my freedom from spirit, from the Godhead? Well, you suddenly accept the I am-ness and your own sovereignty, free and independent, something that spirit always wanted. Always wanted. Spirit gave each of us the greatest gift of all, sovereignty, freedom, the I am that I am. Spirit wouldn't have it any other way, wouldn't just do it part way, wouldn't say, I'm going to let you exist, but I'm going to have limits on it. I'm going to let you exist, but you're always mine. You always came from me. No. Spirit, in this infinite compassion and love, said, I'm going to give you so much, Pete. I'm going to give you all. All. Even to the point where someday you have total freedom, even of me. We'll always be pals. I'll always know everything you ever did. I'll always love you. But at some point, even the freedom from me. That's the true sovereignty and the true discovery of the soul and the hardest step of all. Now, some would say it's blasphemy. Blasphemy. How can you walk away from spirit? How can you walk away from God? Well, let's define the difference. God, man-made creation. I've told you exactly what I feel about God. It's a man-made farce. Truly is. It's a lie. Oh, it's a huge lie. And it's been developed, modified, refined over the years. Books put out like they were really written by God. Not. Some inspired, yes, for their time. But this is a new time, a new era. Calder's telling me I'm treading on Sid ice. No, there's no ice. I'm walking on water. On this planet, the greatest thing happening right now as we leave the old energy era and enter into the new, truly about the era of freedom. Are humans ready to handle freedom? We don't know. You don't know. Are you ready to handle it?
Yes.
Doesn't matter to me. Truly, I'm glad, I'm happy, delighted, and all the rest of that you are. But with it comes freedom. With it comes taking responsibility. With it comes walking like a master and then being the master. Freedom is saying the only thoughts that are mine, the only consciousness that is mine, is what I choose in this moment. Freedom is saying that my past lives are not mine. They were experiences of my soul. Freedom is saying that my family, my children, are not mine. I might have birthed them. I might have spent a fortune on them. But they are souled beings as well. Freedom is saying, if you're in a situation, whether it's a job, a relationship, a religion, a cult, or anything else that is not serving you, that you're going to release it. It's the easiest thing that you could ever do. Or the most challenging. It's up to you. The real transition, the real end of the old world issue. There's one thing as it applies to you in your life. One very simple thing. It's that word, forgiveness. That's it, forgiveness. With that, my dear friends, all is well in all of creation.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Honey, feeling good was easy alone when
he sang the blues. Thank you. Appreciate
really
it.
Really nice. Woo.
Well, as you probably remember, if you were here last month or you watched in online, it was our pre-Halloween celebration, and we got some great pictures taken by Crash Shemal. And I should explain that you got the name from Adamus, name of Crash, because you wore a pilot's uniform, which I don't personally think is very funny.
I don't find humor in that at all.
No, I don't. But let's get the lights down so we can really see these pictures. Hunter, if you'd turn those down. We got some great shots from last month. And I always marvel at this group. I mean, crazy spiritual group. You guys have an international reputation. No, truly.
It's true.
We run into people and they say, you guys have so much fun there in Cold Creek Canyon. It's not the same old spiritual or definitely not a religious group. And, you know, we have fun. We are spiritual, gritty pioneers and have a damn good time doing it. Great shots. Remember, everybody came walking by the camera.
It was fun.
Yeah. Some real characters. I just hope nobody watched, tuned in last month and didn't know what we were here for. Gene, we probably lost a few newcomers on that one. Oh, yeah, walk like an Egyptian. Great costumes. That was such a fun gathering. We had a little snow last month. This month it's great. It's about, 9 or 10 degrees Celsius? Ah, the queen. Yeah. Norma's breathing. Now we're into the channel. Whoa, I was getting a little nervous when he was flinging that sword around.
You were pretty comfortable in that royal outfit.
Yeah, I have to say I was. It was one of those tense moments, but fun.
Oh, such disappointment.
Great outfit. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I got Adamus on the floor. Anyway.
Good time had by all.
Oh, the first Saturday. It's always amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, wonderful. That was a good time.
That was an intense channel, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, freedom, you know, I think Americans take that word in particularly way too for granted. And there was a lot of layers to that word.
Yeah.
A lot of layers. And I thought it was very interesting that he keeps coming back around to this thing like, are you really ready for it? And I'm not sure.
That's
what he keeps saying.
That's the big question.
Yeah. Do you know what it means?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
I've been pondering and whining and crying.
Right after the monthly meeting, we hopped on an airplane and went to Japan, went to Tokyo. I think it was about our sixth trip there. I love Tokyo. The food is wonderful. Tokyo is like a Virgo dreamland. Because everything is clean and neat and
organized.
Orderly. The trains are on time.
So respectful.
And, you know, there is the service there. There's so much respect. I mean, and it is a genuine respect. There's bowing. Not a phony bowing, but the bowing. And I really got into it. When I got back here to the U.S., it's like I missed that. It's just a very gentle. I got back to the airport and it was like one of those.
Wait.
Oh, I'm back in the States.
No, I'll say more. It's done in a mutual respect, not a one-way, but in a mutual respect, and that's what I liked.
Oh, it's just wonderful. This is a shot of Tokyo Harbor. Linda and I took a one of those tourist boats one day and went out, and it was just beautiful.
We were delirious with jet lag, and we knew it was safe to just sit on a boat.
It is safe to be on a boat, not drive a car or anything. Of course, they drive on the left side in Tokyo.
Yes,
but we were there for the channeling workshop. We had a couple of days for some sightseeing. We limited the group to about 40 because it was with
translation,
and there was a lot of group experiences.
Consecutive translation.
One thing I wanted to point out is Japan. I want to do a photo book on this, or maybe get Dave to do it. Japan has the narrowest buildings I've ever seen. This is a building. This, from here to here. And I think it was because back when there was a lot of very small lots, and then they built up. And they're amazing to see. I mean, there's beautiful buildings, but very narrow building. I wouldn't fit very well in one
of
those.
Well, it's like
I could not sleep this way. I wouldn't fit.
He's actually right. It really is that narrow. It was amazing to see it, and I'm not sure that you can in perspective see how really narrow that is. But the real estate is really
so
important
expensive.
Because it's a very highly densely populated area, Tokyo.
But very efficient and very clean and very safe. So
it was
fun going there. We did a little sightseeing. And
well, this was a temple that was a block from our hotel.
Yeah, yeah. And I forgot the name of the temple, but it was a nice temple. So Linda and I would spend some of the evenings and even late into the night walking around.
What were you doing there, honey?
This was a place for offerings, and I was like whiffing in the smoke. Actually, I think I just had a cigarette, but... And what are you doing there, honey?
That was sitting in the middle of the street for no reason I understood.
Yeah.
But then, of course, when I'm in Japan, since I can't read the characters, it's like walking around and being a three-year-old.
We just walk around in the evenings late at night, and there's just such a wonderful city energy, and so safe also.
Yeah,
I love some of the translations. Smile every day. And then we got into doing the channeling workshop, and a great group of people.
Excellent.
Really fun to do, and they were good channelers. So during the channeling workshop, we go through some of the theories and physics of channeling. It was all translated, so you have to really be careful of how you're stating things, and you have no idea what she's saying to the audience.
You have to have a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most everybody from Japan, but we had a few from Canada, and Jenny from Croatia were there.
Uh-huh.
And you can see how diligent and serious, really. I mean, take a look, take a lesson. They're really serious. Let me go back to that slide. Please study this slide.
Wait, I got to say more. You know why they're like that? That was Jeff talking, not Adamus. Did I say that?
I like that.
I know, it works on me.
I don't even know if I did it. I did one or two channels, but it was mostly discussion. And then we did exercises preparing for the channel, the energy work. And they were really quite good at it.
Well, they're so cooperative.
Absolutely. And now we're breaking into small groups. And they could really feel the energy. No drama. No drama, right. Just really feeling into it. And I was amazed at the channeling. Of course, I didn't understand a word of it, but I think it was really good. It felt good. So I broke into small groups, and we don't do the channeling workshop too often, and I always forget how fun it is to do.
Well, and it's a lot about, just raising your connections.
Yeah. And they had fun, too.
That was Mitsu. She was our host.
Yeah.
Mitsu again.
Nami.
I'm sorry, Nami.
Yeah. So anyway, that was
a
channeling workshop in Japan. Again, if you ever get a chance to go, food is wonderful. Shamba are so amazing there.
It's true.
So after that, it was off to Seoul, Korea, which is not too far. It's about a two-hour flight from there. And Seoul's another big city, but very organized, very, very, very clean.
Incredibly modern city, very technically oriented. You know, they have the cell phone thing down. Oh. You've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's amazing.
I think they're the number one technologically advanced. In other words, people know how to use their mobile. I still really, seriously, don't know how to text. But they're really, that's all they do is texting. But, you know, it was interesting. Before we went there, there was this song that I heard. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Opa Gangnam Style. Have you heard or seen the video? It's done by a Korean singer by the name of PSY. I had actually seen it. It's fun, you know. It's just a fun song. You just kind of want to move and shake to it. And I think it's like...
Well, and the Koreans love this person because they consider him an everyday person doing something for everyday people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was so fun. And so I was kind of thinking about that when we went there, you know, and thinking that it's had like 47 million hits on
Everyone
YouTube.
Everyone loves it. The young people, the older people. Yeah. I mean, it's just gone viral in Korea.
So we got there, and I saw it on TV one day, and I suddenly realized we're seeing a different version here in the U.S. and Europe and other places. There is an original Korean version that most people haven't seen, so we were able to capture that video, and we're going to play it today. This is the original Korean version that most people never, ever see. You ready? Can we have the lights down? This is phenomenal.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Op, 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 op.
보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해
오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵, 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 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵, 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 옵 오빤 강남 스타일
Hey, sexy lady
옵, 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 옵 오빤 강남 스타일
Hey, sexy lady
옵, 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 옵 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 뛰는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈
You know what I'm saying
오빤 강남 스타일
Hey, sexy lady
옵, 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 옵 오빤 강남 스타일
Hey, sexy lady
옵, 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 옵 오빤 강남 스타일
Gangnam Style.
That's a new Chambra, Dreamwalker Death teacher and SES teacher.
I want to thank Ji Young for putting this together. She said she spent days and days and
days. She had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
It was really funny.
And really, seriously, you guys who show up here on a regular basis, truly you are international stars.
And I will say that a lot of the people that you saw there, those are all Crimson Circle. They're Korean Chambra.
Yeah.
It was
Did
really
you try
fun.
To read the words for just a moment at least? Like, what? Well, you almost can't. So,
it was cute. They did a great job. They have a good sense of humor and a lot of energy.
So we did live Dreamwalker Death there with live translation. We had a great group of about, I think, about 70 people.
We did.
And we hadn't done Dreamwalker Death live in a while. This is the translation booth. Poor translators were not Chambra. They were professional from a service. Whoa, we converted one of them.
Actually, sort of.
Actually, no, she's really nice.
And I will say, so they're literally, that's always a problem with translation, and they were both lovely people, and translators always are, but there was one that you can see there were two, because when they're doing I'm talking too fast. There were two, and they take turns because it takes so much energy to do it. The one seemed to be able to tune into the energies a little more easily, but the problem we have is sometimes they get lost in the energy. And the one, when I was standing at the front of the room as we were doing this and watching Adamus, all of a sudden I'd look back there, and her head was gone. It was just... She was gone. I mean, just...
She really was.
Gone. And the other translator was getting so pissed.
Yeah.
She just couldn't hang with the energy. And this dear one is the one that stayed with
her. Yeah, she did great. Actually, then she translated during
teacher training
a couple days later. But great group. And it was fun doing Dreamwalker Life again.
Death.
The content stayed the same.
Death.
Death, yeah, thank you. The content was the same. Take note here. but Adamus did some new experiences within it, but the basic content, see? Actually, when they're listening through the headsets, the translation, they have one ear set in, and then they can hear Adamus in the other ear.
So they get the energy.
So they get very focused, and it's a little disconcerting at first because it looks like everybody's asleep, and you're like, what is anything going on? But they're actually really, really focusing.
They don't look asleep. They look like they're very focused and just falling into what they're being asked to do.
Oh, it was such a great group, beautiful group. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that teacher training, as David mentioned, we had 26 new teachers for Dreamwalker Death. So just a shot in the class where we review the materials.
And I want to say a little more. And again, it was really, really rewarding and fun in a way to hear the material and to see that even with the style was very different because Jeff wasn't doing Adamus with the closed eyes. He was open-eyed and moving. And while it was a slightly different presentation, the actual content had not changed. It's all still really relevant and pertinent. And it was so lovely and so clear because everyone really related to the fact that Dreamwalker Death, that most people have so much fear around death, and that Dreamwalker Death is to allow people to find a way to go beyond the fear of death. And that is still present and more important than ever. And more people are looking to find out more about death. So if you're interested in really quality material to know more about death, please do check out the advanced studies.
I forgot what a great course it was.
Oh, it was really,
really
good.
Really good. It's been a while since we did it, but anyway. So we want to thank everybody from Korea and Japan for making the trip really one of our best. It was wonderful. So, yeah.
Woo! Woo! Mm-hmm. What's up?
Talk real quickly about upcoming events. Go through these fairly quick because we still have some other stuff to cover.
Yes, we sure do.
We have a launch pad today. We're leaving in a couple of days for Sydney, actually Manly, Australia. Oh, I tell you what. You know, it is one of my favorite places to go to because it's on the beach. Linda makes sure we go there when it's their summer. You know, it's going to be cold here. It'll be warm there. So we're going to do living.
It's a great community. You don't need a car.
Yeah.
You can take care of yourself.
Great. We always have a great group of Chambra. It's at the Manly Community Center. We have a couple more spaces open, but not many.
Not many.
And it's called Living Ascension, but it's just we put a name on it, and then Adamus does what he wants.
Especially with that group because they are.
Yeah.
They, I would have to say that there is a group that epitomizes, that's not the right word, if there's a group that knows how to represent spiritual
pirates.
Is definitely the Australians.
Yep. Okay, and then after that, 12-12-12 in Scottsdale, Arizona, working with Steve Barbarother and also now Peggy DeBrow. We're going to have a grand three-day celebration. First time working with Steve. We've worked with Peggy before, but... if you are looking for a great event, come on down to Scottsdale, 12-12-12. And I forgot what else. I'll bring in. Quit. I already said that. Good. All right. And then our own kind of backyard event. Yeah. Whoa.
How many of y'all are going to be there?
End of whatever.
Lovely.
Good.
Lovely.
You know, we're going to have an afternoon of Adamus channels, and then we're going to have a great dinner, gourmet dinner, don't you think? I don't know. It'll be good.
It'll be nice.
It'll be a good dinner.
It'll be a nice dinner. The food there is very good.
And I'm going to do like a very short, brief channeling workshop class. I'm sorry, gambling. What's the difference? Gambling workshop. Somebody asked Susie if they could record it. I'm like, you got to be kidding. I mean, it'd be going to get on YouTube. And it's like, Jeff is giving gambling lessons. It's
that would go over big.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that's on there now. So anyway, come and join us for Adamus Channel, Last Supper. We're also going to webcast it. So if you want to tune in, not to the supper, not to the gambling, but to the afternoon channel. So looking forward to that.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the millennium shift. You know, everybody had all this anticipation. They focused on drama and fear, but that all happened last week. And so now we can move forward.
We'll just get it over with.
Yeah, done.
So move on.
We're going to do a launch.
Yeah. I can't wait to see all these Chambra gambling in the casino. Whoa. Yeah, and winning. Okay, and that's it through the end of the year.
And for us.
December 3rd, but I never put the monthly meetings up here because you should just know, first Saturday, we're here. Yeah. Usually it is, but this year we're doing it on the first Saturday, December 1. Because we're doing the end of the whatever party in lieu of the regular Christmas party, but we'll still have fun at the
and
December 1st show.
We're actually in town. That's why, too.
Duh.
Yeah. A lot of times we're not back in time.
We're actually here for Thanksgiving. We get home the day before Thanksgiving.
Miracles never cease.
First time in.
Is that a freedom thing?
First time in 14 years have we been home for Thanksgiving. Wow. I forgot how to cook a turkey.
You are so good with the turkey, baby.
But I forgot. It's been 14 years.
You really know how to move that
Coming
turkey
up.
And stuff that turkey.
Coming up in February, our Egypt trip. I think this is my favorite of all the tours. Egypt is a phenomenal place. If you are interested in an experience, expanded experience, this is the place. It'll be our fourth time going there. We'll have private time in the temples, the Great Pyramid, the Sphinx. It's all five-star. I mean, we stay at really good hotels. We've got a great cruise line going down the Nile. It's one of my favorite parts, cruising down the Nile.
And it's a tour we're not going to do for a while. That it takes a lot to put this together and a lot of focus, and we're going to give it a break. And so if you've been interested and you're putting it off, sign up now because it will be several years before we do it again probably.
Yeah.
Correct?
It's all very nice coaches, good hotels. We do channels and gatherings every night when we're on the boat. We go up on the top deck and do channels and then singing. And Anat and Gerhard is going to be with us. And really looking forward to it.
there are a lot of people that want to go to Egypt and will try to go by themselves or try to go with something not like our group. And I can honestly tell you, because I've been to some places like India and that, and I know how important it is that if you want to go and truly experience these places in a way that you can do it, you can celebrate it, and not get sick, this is, I'm serious, that's a big deal, actually. And this is all set up so that it's at least 5-star, you're safe, it's all private, it's all guided, it's the most and best way you can go to a country like Egypt and really get to see and feel the best in the safest space.
I think we visit something like 15 or 16 temples along the way, so it's a
great
experience.
Yeah, you get temple fever.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're interested, do sign up soon.
And truthfully, we don't know. You know, right now we have access to things that we don't know if that access will continue.
Exactly.
There's a lot of talk that they're going to restrict it more, that you won't be able to get as close as you can now. They're getting a lot of direction, inviting them to not let people be so open to these things. So that would be another reason to consider it, too. It's pretty much
still
clear.
Open.
It's still open, yep. And it's not necessarily going to stay that way.
Okay, so that's the lineup. And now we move into Chambra Launchpad.
Yay!
All right. Woo! Let's take a big, deep breath. Chambra Launchpad is about literally adding our energy, our radiance to new products. And over the last few years, we've had a lot of different things, books and music and videos and artwork and a lot of different things. So today we have another wonderful launch.
And I'm especially honored and think it's a really wonderful gift that we get to do this one, because this is someone that is truly celebrated, does incredibly great research, and really, really does incredible work based on fact. I have been a fan of this person for many years. Back when I was still working with a retailer, she was known for the most incredible work in terms of watching social patterns and forecasting them many years ahead of their time. So very, very incredible. Already has been a New York
Times
bestseller.
Yeah.
So
let's welcome Patricia Aberdeen.
Yes.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time.
Hi, everybody. This is so much fun. I can't believe it.
Good.
Well, I know you're busy. Like, you are on the circuit right now doing interviews. Like, I heard the other day you did 3 interviews and with some of the major media, with radio stations and even our little Awakening Zone. You're doing interviews all over the world.
Oh, you had me on your show. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on
Sandy Sedgbeer's show
in December.
And the book is Conscious Money. Well, and what is Conscious Money? That's a great title, by the way.
Thank you.
Great title.
Thank you. Well, Conscious Money is really about having a great relationship with money, having a positive, life-affirming relationship with money. Now, most of us don't need that, right?
Yes, we do.
Because we've got tons of money, and we certainly never worry about it, or we never get into fear about it. But, you know, I think the way that we have a positive relationship with money is by including our values and our higher consciousness in our financial choices.
Absolutely.
Common money thinking and conventional thinking about money will tell you values should play no role whatsoever in your money choices.
They're separate.
Separate. The great divide.
Yeah.
Values over here if you want them. Money over here because you got to have money.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and as you may know, there's a lot of spiritual people that have a little resistance or some issues with money. So the idea of making consciousness and money come together is amazing.
It's a huge step.
Well, it is also because values engage the heart. First of all, you might think values don't have that much to do with how your life turns out. But values inform and shape our choices.
Yeah.
And the choice, freedom.
Yep.
The choices that we make write the story of our life and the story of our money life. Now, when I talk about conscious money having to do with values, it doesn't mean that you don't stop honoring your head, too. Mm-hmm. Another theme, mm-hmm. heart and head, yeah. that I saw that was so much fun watching last month. I missed it, so it was so great. But this echoes so much of what Adamus had to say last month, which is that the values fire up your heart. You engage your heart. That's got to be part of it. And you still honor sound financial principles. You still have common sense about money. That honors your head. And when your heart and your head are on the same page, something wonderful happens. You are going in the same direction. They're in alignment. And that activates the power of choice. Mm. That activates the power of choice and freedom.
And Patricia, it's would you define the book as something for spiritual people to learn about money or money people to learn about consciousness?
Ooh, good question.
Both and.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that I've had the opportunity. I've worked with a wonderful publicist from New York to be on some great personal finance
regular
programs.
Business shows.
Shows. Yeah. I was on TheStreet.com.
Ooh.
Wow.
Now that is a heavy-duty Wall Street thing. And I tell you, that was a great experience. I don't have that up on my website yet, but I will soon. But I do think also that you talked about so many spiritual people. I think that religious people and spiritual people can sometimes have unique challenges.
Yeah.
When it comes to money. And part of it has to do with the money shadow.
Yeah. What is that?
Well, you know.
Funny you should ask.
Carl Jung, of course, introduced us all to the concept of the shadow. All the traits in us, all the parts of ourselves that we can't accept or that we can't love, get consigned to the dust heap of the shadow. Not only do we stick them over there and forget about them, we deny we ever did that.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the things about spiritual people and religious people is they'll be damned if they're going to say, I like money. Or, God forbid, I love money and what it can do for me. Because we think that that's a horrible materialistic statement. And we don't want to have self-interest. But I think that self-interest is okay. Up to a point. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. We have to take responsibility for our families. And how can we do that if we don't have regard for ourselves? If we don't have interest for ourselves? Where self-interest runs amok and turns into the G word for greed, and of course, no spiritual person could ever possibly have greed in their money shadow. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
I want to hear you're wrong on that. You know, there's the greedy people who go, I'm greedy and proud of it. And you know, sometimes they're freer and have more freedom than the spiritual person who says, oh my God, I could never. Well, no, greed's not a good thing. I'm not saying greed's a good thing. But a certain amount of balanced, healthy interest for one's own regard or self-interest can be a good thing, so long as it doesn't go so far that it starts to violate your values.
Yeah.
Because when you do that, you create a huge divide in yourself. Mm. You get a part. I talked about when heart and head are going in the same direction, how it liberates choice. You mess that up entirely. And get off on these two tangents, and you experience self-betrayal. So healthy self-interest, healthy relationship with money. I'm participating in a teleconference thing called the Healthy Money Summit,
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah, oh, I'm good. Excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I have a thing on my website patriciaaberdeen.com, oddly enough, A-B-U-R-D-E-N-E, where you can get involved in this Healthy Money Summit. So conscious money is about having a positive, life-affirming relationship with money.
So what's a good example? For instance, I have kind of ambivalent feelings about the stock market, you know, just dumping your money and not really knowing where it's going a lot of times if you put it in a fund. And it could be going to building missiles or, you know, bad things. How do you do conscious money in that case?
Well, read the book.
Oh, Linda, that's great. Well, there's really three parts to conscious money. First of all, recognizing that it starts within. Yeah. It starts with you, your values, with your consciousness about money. Where do you stand with money? I'm looking at Sartre going, he's in such a good place with money. I can just tell. That's so positive. The second part is, you know, you start inside, but then you don't stay there forever. Eventually, we have to move from the temple into the marketplace, mm-hmm. where we draw on all those tools that we learned about conscious money in the temple, which in my book are the first three chapters, where we look at values, we look at the money shadow, we look at higher consciousness and the role that that plays in your money choices. But then you're out there in the marketplace. You know, how do you identify the kinds of businesses that you want to do? Right. You want to do business with the kinds of companies where, whether it's the local dry cleaner or the local car repair shop or some big company that you might want to invest your money into or work at. Mm-hmm. So how do you identify these companies? So I have a bunch of exercises and checklists. Basically, you want to work for a company. If you want to have a good relationship with a company, choose a company that has good relationships with people.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Duh. But, you know, because of that separation between money and values, we don't get how simple that is.
Yeah.
Choose a company that, of course, you have to make money if you're in business. You have to make money to survive. Choose a company that wants to make money, but that's not its raison d'etre. It has a higher purpose. It's there to do something else. It could be to make a difference in the world. It could be to make their customers the happiest people in the world, and then have success and money be the result of that.
Are there companies out there like that? Could you give any names?
Funny you should ask. In the fourth chapter of the book, I list about 25 companies. And I have to issue all these caveats. Yes. This is not a buy list for investments.
Right.
But these are companies that I have been watching for a decade or more that I think they're all large companies because small companies limit my readers geographically. If I wax poetic about a small company in Maine and you live in Phoenix, Arizona, it's not going to really support you. So I choose large companies, many of which are retailers, because you don't need an appointment. You can experience the energy. You can experience
That's
the consciousness of a retailer.
That's a really good point.
And you're a retail gal from way back. Yeah, just by walking in, you don't need an invitation.
Right.
It's a public place. And you can walk in and sense the consciousness. Companies and businesses have consciousness just like you and I do. They have an ethos, an environment, an energy field, if you will, mm-hmm. all around them.
Absolutely.
That contributes very much to their behavior. You look at their values. Thirdly, people, purpose, values. You don't look at the values they say on their website necessarily, although some companies are very honest. I usually say a lot of good things about Whole Foods, and some people are like, you know, don't you know about any other companies? But damn, they have their values listed right there. You can call them on it.
Yeah.
All plastered all over the store. I think that's absolutely extraordinary. So that's how you recognize them. So you remember this inside first. You remember this how to choose a business partner, that is to say a company you'd do business, in your four economic roles as a shopper, as an earner, a conscious earner, as an investor. Mm-hmm. And the investing chapter was a lot of fun for me because I've learned a lot about investing, mostly the hard way. At the beginning of the investing chapter, I say, you know, why should you listen to Patricia Aberdeen's investment advice? You shouldn't. You should listen to the investment advice of a certified financial person. However, What I can do to help you might be just as good as that, and that is I can raise the issues and teach you how to ask the right questions work with a financial advisor.
So you're not just a victim of the process.
And never, ever, rule number one of conscious investing, never, ever give your power away to any financial professional or to another person or to a money guru on television. It's your money. It's your consciousness. It's your freedom. Conscious money is about that awareness. And when we earn, shop, invest, and contribute financially with that awareness, we can make the world a better place for ourselves. We can eventually grow our conscious money into conscious wealth for other people and for the planet at large.
Thank you.
Amazing. Wow. Wow. And picture.
It's such an important time because I think people, even if they started to try to find things, they just didn't have the personal guidance. And I think your book is wonderful because it really gives people a basis to make that guidance for themselves, because you have to be able to trust yourself in this.
Isn't that another echo of the kind of thing that Damas would say? Yeah, can you trust yourself? You don't have to become an expert. It's great if you know a lot about business. I think that if you care about money, you do need to learn some basic things about it.
Yeah.
You need to learn enough to be able to ask the right questions
or
know what resources to turn to in order to find the information that you might want.
You know, years ago, and it might have actually been in your book, Megatrends 2000, I read that the best place to invest is a company whose products you like. And a number of years ago, Linda and I would invest a little bit, and it was always on the level of where can we make the highest return.
Yes.
We quickly got over that because that's exactly where we made the lowest return.
Yeah.
It wasn't working. The energies weren't in alignment. So we said, what products do we like? So we invested in Apple before the iPhone came out.
Oh, make us jealous.
Go ahead.
And make us jealous.
In a number of other companies, and we just started saying, what feels good? Where, you know, does this company have good customer service? Do they make me feel happy? Do I like their products and do I use their products? And really putting the return on investment kind of second or third level, satisfied with just an okay return, which have turned out to be very good returns.
What you're describing is called the paradox of profit.
Oh, wow.
The more you look at the whole, the more you take care of your customers and your employees, not just putting your investors first, not just putting the bottom line first,
exactly.
The more you honor the big picture.
And the long-term versus just the short-term.
Thank you, Linda. The more successful you are financially. And so what I say to people is conscious money is not a get-rich-quick program. However, if you honor that big picture, and if you take into consideration, I brought a few copies of my other book on conscious capitalism, how conscious capitalism has demonstrated that it is quite possible to be more profitable when you take a conscious approach or a holistic approach and see business as a system, see your personal finances as a system, you can actually gradually over time grow your finances in a way that you would find quite rewarding.
Well, and if everybody actually did that, it might change some of those old nasty trends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the most exciting thing is that issue of personal choice. And I don't think it's going overboard at all to say that with every financial transaction that you engage with, you have the opportunity, you have the platform to make a choice that can change this planet and change this planet in every conceivable way, laying the foundation for a new economic operating system based on consciousness that will sustain
us. It's overdue.
And, you know, capitalism is absolutely changing. The old form of capitalism with the G factor, the greed factor, is changing, but it's taking people with consciousness, like Chambra, to say, you know, the capitalism or the abundance is wonderful, when it comes with consciousness.
Yeah.
And
amen.
I think I told you a couple months ago. I think your book is going to just break through in terms of consciousness, but
so
also
timely.
The charts. And I think it's going to. I know it's already having a huge impact. So.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
We
really
honor you
time.
For doing
I
this
I honor
work.
You.
And I know it hasn't been easy doing it.
Well, I know that you put a lot of time into really working with that material and really putting it all together. We got to watch you do that a little bit, and I know how
yeah,
much
yeah, you were
passion
behind the scenes, that's for sure. There were a lot of rocky times in writing this book. And Jeff really helped me at one point. My publisher was not crazy about the direction the book was going in. And Jeff said, well, let me have a look at it. He said, Patricia, you got to tell me what to do. You got to tell me what to do. And I said, Jeff, I hate to tell people what to do. I have this little libertarian part of me that's like, you do what you want to do. That's fine. And the publisher's saying, tell me what to do. So I said, all right, what am I going to do? So I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you options. At the end of every chapter, I'm going to give you a checklist of possible things you can do. You're going to choose the ones that are right for you.
Right. Right.
And then at the end of the book, take all those choices, and those constitute your conscious money strategy. How are you going to get from where you are here about money to where you want to be in X amount of time?
Beautiful.
So you really served me, and you also supported me when I really was starting to lose hope. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, actually, you were taking on a huge subject energetically. So
yeah,
I know you
true.
Kept on thinking it was about you, but it wasn't. It was the subject you were taking on.
And
it was one of the very toughest. And by the way, who's the book dedicated to?
Oh, the book is dedicated to my partner in life and love, Monsieur Alain Boléat.
Alain.
You're supposed to stand up.
Yes, about, yeah.
Come on!
Woo-hoo! All right, well, let's take a good deep breath for Patricia and conscious money. Really, also a good deep breath for our own consciousness about our abundance, and also for this book that is going to change both business and spirituality and put a new face on abundance. It
yes.
is amazing, Patricia.
Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you
Can't
so much.
Wait.
Thank you. And just so you know, Patricia, I did put some quotes here. My gosh, the people who are commenting on your book, Marianne
Williamson. I thought John Mackey and Marianne Williamson were a wonderful. I thought John Mackey and the CEO of Whole Foods and Marianne Williamson were a wonderful odd couple. Hey.
And we've got Stephen Covey and Jean Houston. I mean, the people who are commenting on your book are top drawer.
Well, I'm very grateful for all of their endorsements and for the endorsement that you gave me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
Woo!
What a treat.
And Conscious Money is available. Well, for those of you here, Patricia has some copies. She'd be happy to sign them today. And also, they're available online at Amazon. So if you're listening in from around the world and speak English, of course, you can go to Amazon.com and get the digital download of the book, or just about any bookstore now, Barnes & Nobles and whatever bookstores are still there. They have the book. So thank you once again.
Thank you.
Exciting project.
Exciting. Oh, it's been so fun to watch and see how you've approached this over the last couple of years. Okay, what's next?
Chubber News.
Awakening Zone. We haven't had any.
Oh.
Awakening Zone. It was in a couple of months.
Well, this is Chubber News.
Well, no, this is Awakening Zone. We have Chubber News.
Well, I know.
Boom. Awakening Zone Radio. You know, we talked about it earlier. Adamus, last month's Shoud said, just kind of matter of fact, hey, I want to do a dream walk on Halloween. Of course, Linda and I are like, oh my God, one more thing to do. We're just getting back from Asia. I think it was like a couple days after. I think about doing this dream walk. Well, we did. And kind of, I don't want to say it was a throwaway, but I mean, our full attention wasn't focused on it up until that day. But I'm like, okay, the fun little thing, and we, you know, we'll have maybe 100 or so people in the chat room, and they do a nice little dream walk. I could feel the energies the night before moving in, and it was really weird. I felt really odd and unsettled and
you're
uncomfortable.
You're a Chandler. What do you expect?
But it's like, oh, this is something's going on here. So we did it, and we scheduled it for 1 o'clock our time here in Colorado, so people in Europe could still join in. It wouldn't be too
late
for them.
Live, they could join in live.
We got online, and Gene and I were talking up front, and you know, it's like, wouldn't it be cool if we had like 200 people in the chat room, and we could do this, you know? We're watching the people come in. Linda came downstairs. I said, Linda, come here. You wouldn't believe this. So we got 217 people in the chat room. We're going to have a cool, really cool dream walk into these earthbound realms. And about a half hour before the show, there was like 500. And the show's getting closer, and there's 700. And the show starts, and there's 800. And by the time you and I got done chatting, we were ready for Adamus. There were 1,032 in the chat room.
Never seen that before.
Didn't know at the time, we found out the next day, is at the same time there was 2,200 through Blog Talk, because you don't have to come in through Awakening Zone, but you should. But they were on Blog Talk. So we did this dream walk into the earthbound realms. This is where the ghosts and the spooks get stuck. They don't go through the doorway of death. So they're not really dead yet. They just don't have a physical body. Sounds like death, but it's really not. They don't go through that doorway. So they haunt houses and buildings and people, and they feed on fear. So they try to... Adamus made an interesting statement, which I never realized. He said, it's actually these hauntings. It's not the earthbound entity, the ghost, that is making objects flying around the room, but they instill fear in you. Your fear, your energy is what moves the things. Oh, that makes sense. And he said, so don't be afraid. Of course, they'll go away because they can't feed off of you. But he gave some amazing insights into this. Well, we had, at the time we thought it was 1,000, but later on turns out to be 2,200 or 3,200, going into the astral realms and doing a dream walk. It was beautiful.
It was beyond words. There was a point where, you know, we did it, we set it up, we did the breathing, went in, Jeff went forward with the channel with Adamus, and I was there with my computer, you know, looking at the switchboard and the awakening zone, and all of a sudden I got cold and shivery, and
oh yeah,
and I, you know, had on my microphone, and all of a sudden I don't know where I was, but I was nowhere, and then I heard, Linda, shine your light. I'm like, oh God, what happened? What did I do?
Linda, shine your light.
Like, oh my God, and all of a sudden, bam, I was back so solid. So if you truly want to open up to something that really lets yourself go and feel, yeah, there's some potential.
You know, what I loved about it is, and you'll get this clearly if you listen to it or even re-listen, we didn't go out there to do soul retrieval or to do healing or rescuing or certainly not to drag these beings. Adamus was so compassionate.
Yep.
He said, we're just going to go out there. We're not going to say a word. We're not going to do a thing. We are just going to shine our light, to radiate our presence. And he said, imagine what will happen with this group going out onto those realms and just being the I am. And he said during the channel, he said, it's been, I forgot what he said, thousands of years or whatever, since this size group has ever gone out there like that. And he said, you are shaking things up out here. We weren't trying. We were just being the I am. It was such an experience,
well,
and unexpected.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really special because each of us got to be a part of it. And it, as Jeff said, there was no process. It was just a matter of radiating and being clear. And as a group, can you imagine if you could sense that and feel that, how that might inspire someone to move forward, to move on?
The whole thing lasted about 90 minutes. What I really enjoyed, and I'm not going to give away the end in case you haven't listened, but when we came back, Adamus turned it, and it was so beautiful. I mean, it'd bring you to tears. But the whole journey was incredible. And he said, this is what truly changes the world. Not going out and doing spiritual social work, inflicting beliefs, trying to heal, you know, people that really don't want to heal. He said, but when you shine your light, whether it's in the other realms or right here, when you are the I Am presence, he said, that illuminates potentials for others, potentials that were in the dark prior to that.
So well, and if you bring that home, wow, you could probably, you know, do something here too.
What a concept. Well, you know, we were really happy with it, and we I like statistics coming from the marketing world. So the next day I went down to my office and was looking at to see, you know, how many actually had tuned in, because we don't always get the blog talk numbers until later. And so I went down and looked. It's like, no, there's something wrong with the statistics. I called Michelle and said, Michelle, you know, these numbers have to be wrong.
Poor
and she
Michelle.
Checked into it, came back later and said, no, those numbers are right. We've been watching the numbers since Wednesday, remembering that we had about 3,000 on the initial journey. And as of 11 o'clock this morning...
Went viral.
Unbelievable. And actually, I looked at noon right before I came over.
You're
here.
Addicted.
I am. I looked at noon, and we were up to 21,100. They're coming. People are listening to this all around the world at the rate of 4 a minute. Can you imagine? Now let's assume that not all of them listen. That, you know, they see it on blog talk. They listen for 5 minutes, and then that. But even if 10%, 20% of them do the journey and really join us on those realms, that's what makes a difference in this world.
Absolutely.
So this thing went crazy. It hit the Blog Talk Radio most popular list, and it's still churning out. People are still tuning in. So, whoa, I just love that. If you haven't listened to it, please go to the Awakening Zone. It was October 31st, and it's called the Crimson Circle Show, and it's with Adamus.
Halloween and Adamus, yeah.
Yeah. So please, it's a great experience, and he wants to do it again next year. Okay, so now it's time for Chambra News. Yes. Well, there's always something new to talk about. We got a couple of things this month, and then we're going to be taking a break. We're right on time. Okay.
Perfect.
A couple of things. You all, I'm sure, have been to the Crimson Circle website, and we've got, well, you know the look of it. I think this is our fifth generation of website over the really, last 12
Michelle
or 13
would remember.
Years, there was a maybe our fourth generation, fourth or fifth, yeah. But Michelle has been working away for 6 months and working
project,
on the new site.
Incredibly big project.
It is going to be. It's in testing right now. As soon as everything tests out, it's going to be launched live. I'm not supposed to say when. The staff looks at me. Don't say it. Soon. Soon.
Well, it's
angelic
because,
soon. Wait, maybe next year. Maybe the year after. Or soon.
It's the high quality of work that they do. And they know that anytime you put something live, sometimes things happen that you can't anticipate. And it's because of their need and desire to do a good job.
It could be later this week. It could be the week after. But it will be soon. Here's a little sneak preview of the new homepage. Ooh. I'm not going to show that too long. A few things on the new website. You'll be able to use the same login for the store and the website, which
Yay.
We haven't been able to do. Yeah. Bonnie is really happy about that.
Well, it's just always complicated for people.
Much easier navigation. It has a beautiful new look. A lot of work went into the feel, the consciousness of the website and the design. So many features and some new technologies in there. So it's... launching soon. Look for it.
Well, and Michelle's been setting a high standard, and when we go to work with the people that actually make a lot of these changes for us, they keep telling Michelle that we're doing things that nobody else is doing. It's like, really?
So please look for the new site. Also, if you're, the holidays are right on us. If you're thinking about holiday gifts for yourself or others, this is the promotional plug time. The Mirabs make for a great
Don't
holiday
send them
gift.
Death, though, unless there's a specific reason.
It's good. Here's my little Christmas present, the Mirab.
Try enlightenment or distillation.
There's 6 different Mirabs, and also they are now available in
Life.
French, German, Norwegian, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, and Spanish.
Whoa.
Wow. You know, I have to point out that we have over 600 translations in the store. Is that correct, Jean? 600 translations. That's amazing. Wow. I haven't read them all yet. Or the other one that's a great gift for anybody, whether they're spiritual or not, is Studio K. Does anybody here listen to that? Studio K. Oh, that is so good.
It's pretty fun.
It is fun. Okay, and that's just about the end of the show.
Yay!
We do want to say thanks to everybody who makes this possible, the teachers, the Crimson Circle Angels, the translators, the website hosts all over the world who really put in a ton of time and effort.
Amazing.
We want to thank
and do it
you
very
for that.
Quietly with a lot of grace.
So, and also to this crew that comes in every month, sets this up, makes sure that it runs well. Big hand for the staff.
Woo! Woo!
Thank you.
We're going to take about a... Well, be back in your seats in about 20 minutes because we're going to go live on the Awakening Woo-hoo! Zone.
We're ready.
So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.